Good morning. How are you? Today, Jesus tells us what it is to follow him, what it is to live the gospel. And he says, this is the two greatest commandments, love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. Later, he tweaks that a little after he says, right before he dies, and he said, this is my commandment to love one another as I have loved you. So the call of Christianity, first and foremost, above everything else, is that we love. And first we love God. And to love God means, of course, that we pray and that we keep his commandments. That's how we prove we love God, so that we have this time with God every day and that we strive with all our hearts to live his commandments, not so we cannot go to hell, but because that's what pleases him. Huh? Jesus always lived the Father's commandments because that's what pleased his Father. And so we live the commandments to prove our love to him, not so we can go to heaven, because if that way it becomes a selfish act. We do it as an act of love. So we pray, we show our time, we want to be with him, and we obey him, we show we want to please him. First thing. But the second thing I think that I struggle with, it's easy for me to love God. It just is. It's easy for me to be a celibate. It's easy for me to pray. It's easy for me to obey his commandments. Cake. It's hard for me to love other people. Does anybody else struggle with that, or am I the only one? I'm the only one, I see, huh? But the reality is, I think it's all hard because we usually judge each other and do different things, and some people just don't want to. I remember 30 years ago, come April, I'll be ordained. I was over Our Lady of Peace when I was first ordained, huh? And you know, that's a big church over there, and they have a wide, it's like in a fan shape. And we used to have the youth mass at 4:30, and we'd close off the outer pews. And I used to greet people before mass in those days. I don't do that anymore because people would put me in moods. But anyway, like this old man come walking in. And he sat there and he started with me before mass, which people didn't know that wasn't good in those days. And so he come in and he says, Father! I go, yes, sir. He goes, I hate when you put those things up on the side. I said, well, sir, the reason we do that is because we want you to get to know other people when you come to mass. I don't come to mass to get to know other people. I said, well, sir, we want you to get to know other people so you can love them. I don't come to church to love other people. And I said, well, sir, then you're going to hell. Huh? Do you think I meant that? With all my heart. Absolutely. If I come here and I do my holy hour every day and I'm really holy when I go there and I say, oh, Jesus, I'm here to live your will. Oh, I love you so much. And yet I don't love other people, I'm going to hell. It's just that simple. Now, we're not supposed to say negative things, I know. But this is about as real as we can get. We're called to love. And it's easy to love God. It's harder to love other people. But we got to be doing that. And for me, the way I've been trying to do that is every time I said Mass for the last 30 years, as you should know by now, I just ask him to increase that love. When I hold up Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, I make the act of faith, my Lord and my God, as we all should do. But then immediately I say, increase my love for you and for your people. Increase my love for you and your people. Now, will God ever say no to that prayer? Of course not. He's not going to say, no, I'm not going to increase my love for you and for me and my people. Ain't going to happen. So if we pray for that and we pray for it with all our hearts, God will bless us and he will give us that gift. Now again, when we're asking to love other people, he's not going to change our personalities, right? We will love people in the way that he created us to be. Again, I've told you the story about our Monsignor Losi, who's the vicar general of the diocese, second in command in the diocese next to the bishop, my classmate. And he's the exact opposite of me, right? He's a gentle man. When he taught in a co-ed school, he'd tell the kids, he'd call one over and say, come here, I want to tell you a secret. I think you're special. Isn't that nice? I used to say to my boys at prep, gentlemen, don't ever think I'm going to say, come here, I want to tell you a secret. I think you're special. Ain't ever going to happen. If any of you in the parish think I'm going to say, hey, come here, I want to tell you a secret. I think you're special. Hell's going to freeze over before that happens. Ain't ever going to happen, huh? Nowadays, you get arrested for that stuff. But the reality is, my way of showing the kids that I love them is I'd walk through the hall and bang a kid in a locker, bang another kid in a locker. Nowadays, you get arrested for that, too. And then about 10 of them would jump me, and I'd say, you touch a priest, you're going to hell forever. My way is a harder way, but it's just as much a loving way. But the point is, we are called to love everyone without condition. That means we love people who agree with us and don't agree with us. We love people as we come up to the elections that are the opposite of what I am, that vote in ways I think is the most hateful thing ever you could ever do. Is there anyone ever on this earth that God does not love? Is there anyone ever on this earth that you and I are not called to love? No. So again, I think that what happens is when you and I notice that there are people it's hard for us to love, say, Jesus, I can't love them, but you can inside of me. Jesus, I give you permission to love them through me. So when you and I ask to love God and love others more, he'll always say yes. And today, when we baptize Chloe here, that's what she's going to have to learn more than anything else. That this religion that we follow, this person we follow, is a God of love. And when you get baptized, you're called to love the way he loves everybody. And so all of us, by being a part of this family, we show her this is what it is to follow Jesus. We love God above all things, and we truly love each other. And if she learns that, then one day we will have a statue in this church to St. Chloe, wherever that name came from, to St. Chloe. And everybody will come from all around the world and they'll say, is that where St. Chloe got baptized? She was the most loving person the world ever knew. And if that happens, this will be a great day. So let's pray for her. Let's pray for us that we would learn to love like God. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.